Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave DeBuscher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave DeBuscher. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Woody Held. Batting second, the right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is hit by the pitch. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive to right field. Robinson throws towards third. Ward fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ward. Luplow goes all the way around to score. Kirkland moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Dave DeBuscher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBuscher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from SQ and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. There goes Askew. The throw from Martin to second, and Askew is out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 1 in the game. Latman strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Luplow strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tasby. Martin reaches second base with a double. Dave DeBuscher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBuscher is 0-for-1 in the game. DeBuscher strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off McCraw, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew strikes out. There goes Tasby. The throw from Martin to Weiss, and Tasby is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 2 in the game. Latman is hit by the pitch. Kindle moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeBuscher fields it and throws to third for the out. Latman moves to second. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martin strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Martin out. Two outs. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Dave DeBuscher. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Peters pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Francona reaches second base with a double. Alvis moves to third. Joe Horland now pitching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tasby is walked intentionally. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.